Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday and Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. She's available now to answer your question on this broadcast. Please unblock your phone number, focus on a specific question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph.
Well, hello and happy Sunday to you all. Okay, so I'm going to draw a card of the week. And this one is, it's an interesting card. In traditional tarot, it's the Knight of Wands. In my deck, it's called intensity. It's reversed. So this is not a week to chase after what you want. This is a week of allowing things to come to you, which is a whole different vibration than the normal vibration that most folks have to chase after what they want. And what I'm getting here for y'all to think about is do not fight for anything this week. Do not argue with anyone this week. Don't try and prove yourself to anyone this week. Just go with the flow. Don't chase. Allow, which is a whole different vibration. And you know, my biggest recommendation for folks lately is to watch the movie The Shift by Wayne Dyer. It's on the internet. It's got Portia de Rossi in it. But what's really cool about the message of that movie is it's more about focusing on what you want and then allowing it to happen instead of chasing after it. So for those of you who haven't watched it yet, watch that movie. It's a great Sunday thing to do, a little thing of popcorn, or just sit quietly and have a nice cup of tea and watch the movie. It's the perfect thing. It's the thing I've been really touting this month. And, of course, we've got this awesome eclipse tonight. So make sure you guys tune in. Here in Vegas, we're supposed to be able to see the best of it around between 6:30 and 7:30 tonight. So I will be standing there with my martini, enjoying the wonderful sky show. See the moon, the blood moon. All right, so I have somebody that has nicely requested to ask me a question, so I'm going to go right to that call. Somebody here from 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's Matt.
Hey, Matt. What's your question for me?
Hey, so I have a question regarding to love. There's this girl I've been close to for months now, and I'm really strongly attracted to her, and God knows how much I want to be with her.
Right.
And she's been in an off-and-on roller coaster relationship with this other guy, and I think she deserves better.
Right.
But I have told her how I feel about her, but I never gotten a response back. And it's been, I guess, a good month and a half since then. And lately, she's been very hesitant around me, and I don't know what to think of it. So I'm kind of torn between, I've been torn between moving on or pursuing this girl. So my question is, do I keep going with this, or do I move on and put my time and energy towards someone or something else?
Here's what I'm getting, and thank you for having such detail with your question. What I'm getting is that she likes you, and she might even down the road be interested in you romantically, but she is still stuck on that other guy, even though he's a real dick.
Right.
Oh, he is. He's awful. But there are some people out there that they go after the person that would least likely be a good partner for them, because they think that if they can get them to love them or get them to pay attention to them, it's making up for something that feels familiar to them. Like maybe she had an issue with her father paying attention to her, and that someone being detached and not loving to her in a very demonstrative way feels familiar to her. Do you see what I mean? It may not be fun, but it feels normal. It feels like that's how love's supposed to be. So until she learns that love is not supposed to be painful, that love is supposed to be someone that actually makes you feel more like your best self, instead of thinking that you have to change yourself to get someone's attention, which is what she's trying to do with Dick Face, who I don't like at all. And the more she, the funny thing is the more that she tries to change herself to get his attention, the less attention she's getting from him. So it's sort of a catch-22. You know, the hardest thing for people to accept is that when they're interested in somebody romantically and they are presenting their absolute best authentic self and it doesn't seem to be good enough for that person, they start taking it personally that there's something wrong with them. Well, there's nothing wrong with them. It's that person doesn't recognize or maybe even want to evolve to be in that kind of love. Does that all make sense?
That makes so much sense.
Okay, so what you do is you put her on the back burner. She is just a friend. The fact that you told her how you feel and that she didn't respond in a positive way to actually date you as a boyfriend, as a companion, then she's already given you her answer. And the fact that she feels hesitant around you is that she's got a good enough heart that she doesn't want to lead you on. But she's still distracted by Dick Face, who we can't stand. So what we do is we detach. What's interesting here is as soon as you detach and you treat her more casually, you may spend more time with her, but you may not want to spend more time with her because you had the intentions of something romantic. Do you see what I mean? And so, yes, I would highly encourage you to date someone else. Not in revenge, not to slap her in the face with it, but instead to recognize that there are other people out there that would think that you are a total catch.
Right.
And you just put her on the back burner. You don't make a statement. You don't draw a line in the sand. You don't tell her, you know, hey, I told you how I felt, you know, haven't gotten a response back, because her behavior has given you the response. So what you do is you wait for Dick Face to hurt her again, because he will. And when she comes to you and says, you know, he's blah, 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 say, you know, I've told you how I feel about you. And I actually think you need some time by yourself to heal from what Dick Face did. And, you know, give yourself a few months and then call me. Because I don't want you to be the trapeze act. I don't want her swinging on the trapeze of Dick Face and then suddenly jumping on your trapeze as though she can go from one relationship to another. You need to be brave enough and strong enough, and by the way, she'll respect you when you say this, that, wow, I'm glad you finally saw it with Dick Face. But I don't think that we should date until you've had some time by yourself for a while. That's going to blow her mind. That you're that strong to say that. Because, you know, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is detachment.
Right.
Okay, and like you don't care. So you detach. What's interesting is she's going to feel it. She won't really understand it so much, but she's going to feel it. And you want that. Because you want her to feel like something's missing because you've stepped back.
So it's not that I'm completely detaching myself. It's just that I'm not putting my energy towards thinking about her, pursuing her, anything. It's just letting her realize when it comes to that point. that.
Right. But yeah, I mean, I don't mind that you spend time with her. You just can't make any romantic moves. You can't, until she can totally detach from Dick Face. There's okay. There's not a shot for you. And I think that's the biggest thing I need to tell you, that until she realizes that all this guy's going to do is cause her pain, I just don't
yeah.
want you to be around to watch it. Because
okay.
you're too compassionate, you care about her too much to watch her go through this. And I don't want you to be her transition boyfriend. I want
right.
you to actually let her know that, you know, I think that I think you need some time by yourself without dating anybody for a while. Because she may, if you spend time with her, make a move to you romantically. And with as charged up as you are about her, it would be very difficult for you to not accept that kind of attention. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. It
I
would,
mean, because, you know, I could see the scenario. You guys get together, you're having a drink at the bar. She tells you that he finally, once and for all, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, one thing leads to another and you find yourself, you know, getting hot and heavy. And it's very difficult to turn back from that moment when you've wanted it for so long.
Right.
So that's why you need to be strong enough to say, wow, I'm glad you finally realized that he's a dick face, because you deserve better. And then if she says something like, well, you know, you said you were kind of interested in me, and say, well, yeah, I am interested in you, but now I think you need like 3 or 4 months of not dating anybody before you date me. That's going to be the most difficult thing you say, but it will be the thing that makes you more attractive to her. Because when she realizes that you're just not going to fall, you know, they say that dogs and cats, when they really, really surrender to their human, will lay down on the floor and roll on their back for you to pet their belly. Don't want
yeah.
you to be that.
Okay.
All right, don't surrender to it just because you want it so badly. The more discipline you can put around that 3-month period, the more interested she's going to be in you.
Okay.
And this is self-preservation, Matt. This is you deciding that you don't want to be a passing interest. So you're framing it in such a way that she has to take you more seriously.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
I did it.
All right, Matt. Lovely chatting with you.
That's for me. Thank you, Mona.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 503 area code. Hello, 503. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathleen.
Oh, hey, Kathleen. What's your question?
Hi. My question is about my love life, and if you see anybody coming in, anybody I should watch out for or some guidance in that area.
So what your cards are talking about is there's a couple things. The first is you need to recognize that you're perfect exactly the way you are. And as soon as you recognize that you're perfect exactly the way you are, then you will draw the right person to you, all right? What's interesting
mm-hmm.
here is that I'm seeing that you, it's funny because it's sort of a shift and maybe... you have this card that's called the Source. And now you may have heard me talk about, I've been talking about all month, the movie The Shift, ever since Wayne Dyer passed. You might want to watch that movie.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's good.
Okay, isn't it awesome? Okay, so
yeah.
What it's saying here is that I want you to start describing in your mind what your perfect life looks like. Seriously, what does that look like? What does the perfect partner look like? Because what I'm getting here is that I'm seeing that if you can relax into your creative side and start taking things like classes that hone that creative skill, whether it's cooking or writing or artwork or music or whatever it is, if you can hone into that creative side and take whatever lessons you need. Like, I had no idea that when you paint on a canvas that you're supposed to actually treat the canvas with something before you paint on it. I had
mm-hmm.
no idea. I mean, I know how to paint, but what's interesting is that treating the canvas before you do it not only makes the painting last longer, but it's easier to paint on it. So instead of doing it the hard way, you learn from people to set your foundation creatively the right way. You see what I mean?
Okay, yes.
So what I'm getting here is that I want you to be able to say when someone asks you, so, Kathleen, what do you do to stay busy? Which, by the way, I never ask people anymore what they do. I ask them what they do to stay busy because sometimes it's work, sometimes it's family, sometimes it's creative stuff. But as we get more mature, asking someone what they do for a job might not be the most appropriate thing to ask, right? So when somebody asks you, so what do you do for fun or what do you do to stay busy, you can say, oh, well, I've been taking sort of creative classes lately, and it's been a wonderful adventure. Because what I'm seeing here is as soon as you identify with your most authentic side, which is, I'm really happy you watched the movie The Shift, is as soon as you identify with your authenticity, you become irresistible to potential partners.
Okay.
All right. So it is to find an activity that engages your creative side in some way and be open to everybody that you meet there, men and women, because you'd be surprised. Sometimes it's somebody that introduces you to somebody because they've met you. When I was in Toastmasters, I had no idea that it was going to prepare me to do a radio program. I had no idea at the time. And so it gave me a certain foundation. So one of the things that I don't do is you don't hear me say a lot of ums and you knows, and those are placeholders. Those are sort of clumsy speaking things that people use to stall. What I do instead is I get into this vibration of being able to communicate to someone what they need to hear in the most important way. But Toastmasters, I think, gave me an awful lot of preparation. But one of the things that happened at Toastmasters is there was this guy, self-proclaimed curmudgeon, that was learning how to speak publicly. And he's become an incredible public speaker and writer moving forward. Well, I ended up introducing him to a woman that they'd have never met had I not been in that class. They would have never met. And now they're married. And, you know, it's a happily ever after story. And they've been together almost 20 years.
Yeah.
It's because there was something that I saw in him that connected with something that I saw in her, and I introduced him. Now, they were both brave enough to meet each other, which was also huge. The thing is that you never know when the connection happens. Another thing happened recently, and again, I'm going to put it all in the foundation of what I do for a living, is I was taping an internet TV program not too long ago, and I drug this woman along with me that I've known for years because she has marketing experience, and I thought the person that was interviewing me could actually use a little advice from this woman I kind of drug along. Well, what happened is there's a guy that works in the studio that my friend has known for almost 20 years. Well, his wife passed away a year ago. Well, her husband passed away 3 years ago. They're about the same age. They were married to other people for over 40 years each. And they've hooked up.
Oh, wow. Oh, nice.
I know. But see, it all boils down to, I totally believe this, 90% of having what you want is showing up in new situations. I really believe that. So that's why I'm telling you that these stories I'm telling you are absolutely true. And you need to let go of how you've been trying to draw in love to you and do it a slightly different way.
Okay.
All right, Kathleen, fabulous talking with you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. See you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 780 area code. Hello, 780. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. Sorry.
That's all right.
Canada. Hey.
What's your first name?
Jay.
Oh, hey, Jay. What's your question?
My question is that I had a great time last night at a speed dating actually place, and I met about three women there. Yeah, actually, it was tantric speed dating, so it was really cool. It was not your typical speed dating. It's really was really quite intimate, actually, but not sexual. So it's actually very good. I had lots of fun with that.
Okay, so out of the women that you met, the one I like the best has dark hair and dark eyes. She is somewhat petite. What I like about her is her sense of humor. And the way that you get past that first awkward month of dating somebody is by being as authentic and candid and honest as you can about what you want moving forward without offending. Okay? But this woman, this can be a rest of your life relationship if you want it to be. But what you do is you treat her like she's your absolute best friend. And when you start treating her like she's your absolute best friend, she's going to respond that way. No sex for at least a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Because if you can treat her like she, because that's the easy part. The physical intimacy with someone, that's the freaking easy part. It's getting to the point where you actually can really talk about stuff and do things with somebody and feel like you've got a playmate in life, that after you've gone on maybe 3 or 4 dates, you say, hey, would you be offended if I used a coupon next time we went out for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
And if she says no, she and goes, as a matter of fact, I have a couple coupons, then you're actually acting like you're already friends and partners. Do you see what I mean? Because married couples all the time use freaking coupons. Do you see?
Yeah.
So when you find a special or a Groupon for movies, or you find or there are little festivals to go to, or you take a class together where you learn how to do something, you start building experiences together. But we don't base it on sex. Because what happens is when the sex comes in too soon in the relationship, that's all you end up doing, and then you realize you have nothing in common with the person. So you really want, and you know what I'm talking about, because you're tired of the dating crap.
Yeah.
You're actually ready for a relationship. So this one woman I really like. So that's the one I'd put the mojo toward.
Okay. I could give you the first names. Would it be helpful for you?
Why? Do they all have dark hair and dark eyes?
Two of them do. Well, actually, no. The one has dark hair, but is colored blonde. But they all have three. Yeah, three of them have brunette hair.
Okay. Well, the one that has the dark hair and the dark eyes is the one that I'm interested in for you. Please date all three of them. I have no problem with you dating more than one person. And you, the thing is, as you say, you know, I am dating more than one person, but to be fair, I'm not having sex with any of you. You say it and just say, I'm really looking, and this is how you present it. I am seeking my companion of choice. I'm seeking the person that that I really feel like there's a connection, and that she feels like she's herself with me, and that I feel like I'm myself with her. That's what I'm looking for. No games. You're not in a game mode. You're in a, I'm curious about meeting new people that may be a good life partner for me. So you are seeking your companion of choice, which is the way I love to frame it for people in their mind, that you're looking for your companion of choice. But I don't care if you date all three of them, but the one that's going to be the shining star, in my opinion, is the one with the dark hair and the dark eyes.
Well, this one I'm interested in has, well, she has blonde hair and blue eyes.
Well, you can still date her, but I ultimately think you're going to end up with a woman with dark hair and dark eyes. I'm just saying, that's what your cards are saying. I could be wrong. Sometimes
no,
I
no
am.
Problem, no.
I mean, here's the thing, is that when I do this little mini reading for you here live on the air, I'm doing a picture of what I'm seeing going on with you, and I'm just like giving you a heads up that the one that you're going to find absolutely fascinating is the one with the dark hair and the dark eyes. But date as many ladies as you'd like to date, just don't have sex with them. Because when you don't have sex, what happens is that the relationship has the foundation to be more authentic.
Yeah.
not just based on lust. So I hope that helps. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye.
See you later, bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 443 area code. Hello, 443. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. What's your question?
Well, I'm just kind of wondering what you see for my relationship going forward. I just relocated about an hour and a half away from my boyfriend for a really good job.
Right. And we talked about this last time you called.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just I'm
so
really
you want me
with...
to give you the same answer again?
No. I'm just really struggling with what to do, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, cuz if I recall correctly when we spoke last time, I let you know that this next few months is all about diving into this amazing job and that you make it all about quality when you're with your boyfriend, which is going to make him even more interested in you because you are pretty much showing your best self when you're with him. So you're not pining about missing him because you're too busy kicking butt at your new job.
Well, I think even where we are now and before, it's like he's, you know, still doing certain things that are, you know, that are hurtful to me. And, you know, even when
Wait. Like what?
Well, he has a tendency to flirt with other women and even in front of me. And I've made this and I've brought it to his attention before. I found that, you know, an online conversation with him, you know, doing it with a female, but he did it yesterday, and I just, you know, it just doesn't make me feel exclusive or important to him, but yet he says he wants the relationship. When he was coming up to see me on Friday, it was just like very much, I don't know, it just didn't seem like he
okay. So,
really...
So when you were with him, you were more mopey than you were fun.
No, I was actually in good spirits, but then I noticed this, and I kind of let the afternoon pass, and I did mention it to him, and he just kind of didn't respond, just kind of changed the subject. And
okay.
I mean,
here's the thing, is I'm actually getting that the best thing in the world that could have happened is you getting this job.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see it yet. You don't see it yet. But the best thing in the world that could have happened is you getting this job. Now,
mm-hmm.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I actually think he's going to become a little suspicious of you because there's
mm-hmm.
going to be another man interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that as the time goes by, you're still going to spend time with your boyfriend and you're still going to have a good time when he comes to visit, but you are not going to give energy to suspicion with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more energy you give towards suspicion, the more the universe is going to reward you with more of it.
Okay.
All right? The less that you suspect him and the more that you trust that if this is meant to be, it will. But I'm telling you, there's another man here, which didn't show up in your cards before, that's going
mm-hmm.
to present himself to you as a result of this job.
Okay.
So it could be somebody, so we stop, and I'm going to give you a really hard exercise for you to do. For
mm-hmm.
an entire month, you do not complain about anything to your
okay.
boyfriend or about your boyfriend.
Okay.
That's going to be the hardest thing you do is to stuff it and not verbally complain about it. When you
mm-hmm.
can't help it, I want you to write down what you're whining about in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to write that on a piece of paper. I want you to fold that paper up like a little envelope, write the words, I release, and then burn it safely.
Okay?
For 1 month, you do not complain about anything connected with your boyfriend. You don't complain to your boyfriend, and you don't complain about him to other people. We don't put that energy out there. And as soon as you stop putting that energy out there, he's going to respond in a better way. But
mm-hmm.
also, don't be surprised if you end up, because of this job, within the next 3 months, meeting this other man that I actually like better.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. See ya. All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 631 area code. Let me get you on there. Hello, 631. Who's this?
Hello, how are you? This is Don.
Hi, Don. What's your question?
My question is, I spoke to you about a month and a half ago, and I actually thought that I'm actually looking to move from New York to North Carolina.
Right.
And one thing you told me, everything was, like, coming into, like, exactly what you were saying. And then the job I thought I was going to get was pretty much what you described, and I got a call the other day saying I didn't get the job.
Oh,
so I just
bummer.
Wanted to, yeah, and it went, the interview could not have gone any better. So I just, they said they wanted somebody with a little more experience, but they didn't like, I had the
okay.
experience, but.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do, because it's going to
okay.
blow their minds when you do it. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
This is going to be awesome. So do you have the person's email address that you interviewed with?
No, I don't, but I could probably figure it out.
Okay. If you don't have the email address, then I want you to actually write a letter to the person you interviewed with and send it to the company. And what you're going to say in the letter is, let's say his name's John. Dear John, I just wanted to let you know how marvelous it was to have the opportunity to interview with your company. I realize that you've selected another candidate that may have more experience than I do, but I wanted to let you know that if there is an opportunity for me to come in and help you in any way down the road, I'd be delighted to do that.
Okay.
All right. In other words, you're the one that's cracking the door open by sending this letter. And that
right.
you can even say, and if for some reason it doesn't work out with your new candidate, I'm still very interested in working with you and your fabulous organization. Sincerely, Dawn. Now, when you send that, it's a thank you. No one ever does the thank you after they've been told no.
Right, right.
Now, and I want to tell you how I got a job once, because I got this job by doing this. Is I ended up interviewing. I wanted the job. I ended up getting turned down. I thought about it for a day, and then I called the woman that I interviewed with back, and her name was Linda. And I said, Linda, it's Mona. I said, you know, I know that you let me know that that you're going to move forward to find another candidate, but I actually think I can really do this job. And I wanted to let you know that if you just give me a shot for 6 months, I will sign whatever legal agreement you need me to sign to resign after 6 months, but give me 6 months to show you I can do this job. Well,
right,
she went back to the owner of the company. They hired me. So when you can actually take a little bit of a disappointment and turn it into an opportunity, and you have
right.
an opportunity now to write a letter to this guy and say, I just want to let you know how thrilled I was to be able to go through the process of meeting you to be considered for this job.
Now, do you think it would be – God, I'm sorry.
Now, what were you going to ask?
I was going to say, because I found her on LinkedIn, because before I go on any interview, and it was through a recruiting firm. And so it was a temp to perm position.
Right.
And that's exactly what you told me. You know, you would be getting, like, it would be a temp to perm. And
right.
And you said, like, don't be afraid to take something like that. So, I said, all right. So they told me who I was interviewing with. I looked her up. I found her on LinkedIn to see if we knew any similar people, which we didn't. But, like, so you don't think finding her on, like, sending her a message through LinkedIn would be too, like, forward or, like, stalkish?
Okay. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah, true.
You have nothing to lose. If the temporary agency goes, Don, you know, what a dick. Why did you do that? You can say... Well, no, I actually thought that I was supporting your company by you choosing a really good candidate that would be willing to follow up on your efforts.
Right.
See, you turn everything around into, no, I was doing it to benefit you. I was doing it to show that that you do select good candidates. And
right.
you didn't tell me I couldn't do that, so I thought it was okay.
Go ahead.
Hold on, I have something else I need to tell you. Let me just tell you one more thing.
Yeah.
So part of the reason that I think you might not have gotten the job is not because you're not qualified. It's because you aren't already living near the company.
Right.
That's why I think you didn't get the job.
Okay.
So if you are going to move to North Carolina no matter what anyway,
right.
Okay, if you're going to, if you were planning on doing it on your own dime anyway, is what you do is you decide that you're going to move there, and you decide to move there, say, you start packing stuff up, and you're there by, say, November 1st. And when you send this letter to the person that you interviewed with, and you say, I just wanted to let you know if things don't work out, I will be officially residing in North Carolina by November 1st, and if things don't work out, I'd love to be reconsidered.
Huh. She blocked herself on LinkedIn. Oh, no, here we go. I found her. Okay.
I'm sorry, what? Say that again?
I couldn't find her on LinkedIn, but I just found her, so I'm just going to send her a message.
But, and you can send it as a message, but it's going to be way more... I would send it as a message and also send it as a letter and say, I also sent you a message over LinkedIn. Not sure that you got it, because a lot of people don't check it their LinkedIn. They check it maybe once every few weeks.
Right.
So you send it as a letter too. Because
okay.
There is people love getting frickin' mail, especially if it's hand addressed. So if you actually type this letter out and put it in a card, a thank you card, a Hallmark
right.
thank you card, thank you for the opportunity to visit with you in the card, but then you put the letter in there and you hand address it. People always open mail that is hand addressed, always.
Right.
And when she actually goes, wow, this guy Don's awesome, he took the time to do that,
right.
You're going to stand out. She will remember you. And should this other candidate be a schmo and not good enough, who is the first person she's going to think of? You.
Right.
She's going to contact the temporary agency. She's going to say, we'd like to reconsider Don. And they're not going to tell her why. They're just going to, we'd like to reconsider Dawn. And so the agency calls you and says, hey, you know, this company's interested in you again. You don't have
right.
to tell them you wrote them a letter. See what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let me know what happens.
Yeah. All right. Do you see anything else? I mean, do you think that this position might come back around, or do you see anything else potentially coming back?
Well, what I'm getting for you, and it may not be this exact position, but what I'm getting for you is that your big power month is November. So when I say that I'm sort of serious about you actually getting everything ready and getting your butt there by November, I'm not kidding. So if you want to live in North Carolina and you're going to do it on your dime anyway, and it can be a tax deduction because you're moving yourself for a better job opportunity, especially when you get a job there, then what happens is if you're going to be there anyway, you might as well start moving now before the weather starts getting really ugly.
Yeah, I just can't do it financially, quite honestly.
Well, there may be a situation that you can find yourself in. I don't know if it's house sitting. I don't know if there's someone you know there. I don't know if you can find, roommatesforcheap.com. I don't know. I don't even know if that exists. But you may be able to find a living situation that supports you actually doing this. It may even be that you start in your mind looking back at people that might owe you money or might owe you a favor.
Right.
And you actually say, look, I really want to live in North Carolina. I really,
right.
I have a couple of prospects, but I need to be there in order for those prospects to unfold. But what it's saying is that you figure it out and that your big power month is November.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for
Very
calling.
Good.
See
Thank
you later.
You.
Okay, bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning into Psychic View. Mona broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. Follow Psychic View on Twitter for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please mention Psychic View for a special discount. Didn't get on the air today? Contact Mona through her website at www.mona.vegas or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.